proclamation of God's great love and salvation to this generation, shining the light of his love across the city and beyond. This is One Love Radio, inspiring, life-changing radio.
From the heart of Lusaka to the rest of the world, this is the One Love Radio News.
Lovely, good afternoon, and thank you so much for joining us for the news on One Love Radio. To present it, my name is Mumbar Tailash. The headlines. 76 passengers survive Power 2's bus fire accident. Medrap warns of a deepening crisis at Zamsa. And international headlines, first deportees arrive in Rwanda from the US. And in sports, Red Arrows stands unshaken. And now the news in detail. The Lusaka City Council LCC has recorded a fire incident involving a Makopolo bus belonging to Power 2's, which occurred in the early hours of today, Friday, at the Zanimone area along the Great North Road. The council received the emergency call at 0415 hours, and the fire brigade responded promptly by arriving at the scene by 0420 hours. LCC Assistant Public Relations Manager Bulumba Nyambe says the bus was transporting 76 passengers from the Lusaka Intercity bus terminus to Nakonde when a fire outbreak while en route. Mr. Nyambe says the driver of the bus, Mr. Mwape, with the assistance of other individuals, successfully evacuated all passengers from the vehicle despite the fire. Mr. Mwape managed to drive the bus to a nearby workshop, prioritizing the safety of the passengers and attempting to minimize further damage.
Despite the fire, Mr. Mwape managed to drive the bus to a nearby workshop, prioritizing the safety of the passengers and attempting to minimize further damage. Upon arrival, the fire brigade initially could not locate the bus at the reported evacuation point as it had been moved to the workshop, and following further investigation, the vehicle was found several meters away from the original location. Fortunately enough, no casualties have been recorded in the incident, although the bus was severely burned. We therefore wish to, you know, commend the swift and courageous action taken by the driver and the assisting individuals, which ensured the safe evacuation of all passengers.
The Medicines Research and Access Platform, MedRap, has warned that persistent governance failures at the Zambia Medicines and Medical Supplies Agency, ZAMSA, are fueling corruption and undermining public access to essential medicines. MedRap National Director Lioka Lioka commended law enforcement agencies for acting on the forensic audit of ZAMSA, and that the Ministry of Health is worsening the crisis by interfering in the recruitment of the Director General.
And I think that this is very important, and would like to commend the law enforcement agencies in Zambia, and I think we want to think that they have done a good job at this moment in time. So much so that what we'll say at this moment is that if there is anyone that thinks that there is further evidence they can provide to these agencies, I think this is a time we need to see such communities being able to stand up and providing further evidence.
The Economics Association of Zambia, EAZ, and the Civil Society for Poverty Reduction, CSPR, have officially strengthened their collaboration with the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, cementing a partnership aimed at driving Zambia's economic growth and poverty reduction agenda. CSPR Executive Director Isabel Mukelabai expressed appreciation for EAZ's unwavering support in providing resources and facilitating CSPR's work in areas such as research, economic development, debt management, and poverty reduction strategies. She emphasized that the MOU is not just a preparatory step for the forthcoming National Economic Summit, but rather a culmination of years of joint initiatives. She has commended the government's effort and progress made so far in restructuring and managing the country's debt, but emphasized that continued civic engagement is critical to ensuring accountability, enhancing transparency, and keeping the country on track. Meanwhile, speaking on behalf of the Economics Association of Zambia, Dr. Mainza affirmed that CSPR's mandate resonates strongly with the association's vision of promoting sustainable economic growth. He reiterated EAZ's commitment to upholding its responsibilities under the MOU and ensuring that the collaboration delivers real impact. Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry Chipoka Mlenga has called for concerted efforts to drive change in the marketing sector. Speaking during the 11th graduation ceremony, Mr. Mlenga says marketing primarily focuses on product promotion and sales, which has evolved in a powerful force that navigates complexity and drives growth. Mr. Mlenga has urged the graduating class to be in the forefront of change, to put to use the equipped knowledge and skills of adaptable, innovative and resilience in a fast-paced environment.
Marketing, once primary focus on product promotion and sales, has evolved in a powerful force that navigates complexity and drives growth. You, our graduating class, are the forefront of this transformation. You are equipped with the knowledge and skills to be adaptable, innovative and resilient in a fast-paced environment. As marketers, you have the power to shape perceptions, inspire choices, and build brands that stand the test of time. You can become champions of innovation, leveraging new technologies to reach consumers in exciting ways.
The minister said this in a speech delivered on his behalf by Ministry Principal Economist Kalumba Chulu. Zambian School of Driving Director Hope Kumalo has appealed to the government to improve road signage around the Road Transport and Safety Agency, RTSA, designated testing centre in Lusaka along Great East Road. In a statement, Ms. Kumalo says this following the tragic accident where a young driver and four passengers died on the spot just outside the RTSA Silverest office. She emphasized that a testing center should be clearly visible and urged the installation of signage to indicate its presence. Ms. Kumalo also recommended lower speed limits for drivers approaching the testing center, especially those driving larger vehicles such as lorries coming from the Eastern Province direction.
We are saying, what about the learner drivers? Because every time we go for driving tests, we have near misses. We have tires screeching here and there where the drivers behind are trying to overtake a learner who's trying to go back and into the testing center at the end of their test. So they are anxious. They don't understand what is happening. They just want to start overtaking on the side, and then they realize what is happening. Then the tires are screeching, and these incidences are happening all the time. So our appeal is, we must not wait until something tragic happens. Let us be proactive and put up the signage on that route.
We now take a break to stay tuned.
Start your day informed.
The Zambian government acknowledges the concerns raised by the ambassador of the United States.
Stay informed all day long. Catch the latest headlines, in-depth reports, and current affairs that matter to you.
This is the One Love Radio News.
Join us for the news at 6:45 hours.
The Minister of Mines and Minerals Development representing the President.
13 hours.
People should not take the law into their own hands.
And 18 hours.
Has demanded that Bill 7 should be withdrawn forthwith.
Covering the nation, telling your stories, and unpacking the issues affecting our country. This is your trusted source for the news, only on One Love Radio.
Joshua Zimba, reporting for One Love Radio News in Lusaka.
International news. International.
7 migrants deported from the U.S. have arrived in Rwanda, the first of 250 expected to be taken in by the African state under a deal reached with President Donald Trump's administration. Rwandan government spokesperson Yolande Makolo says the first group of 7 vetted migrants arrived in Rwanda in mid-August. She gave no details.